This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. employers in industries like welding and construction complain they can't find workers with the skills they need. But what if industry could tell schools what they should teach? From WABE in Atlanta, Molly Samuel reports on one school trying to make sure its students learn the skills that'll get them jobs.
17-year-old Ivy Newton studies auto mechanics at the Carroll County College and Career Academy in West Georgia.
Oh, this is our shop room. Sadly, our lift is broken over there, but we do everything hands-on out here.
This school serves students from the whole county. They come here for what's called these days career and technical education. In addition to auto repair and welding, students learn IT skills and video production.
We work very closely with our business community to get an idea of what our region needs.
Cindy Clanton is the principal. She's also on the board of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce.
We want kids in high demand, high pay, high skill jobs. And I want our talent to stay here in the West Georgia region.
In addition to the basic car mechanic jobs every community has at shops and dealers, there's a Kia plant about an hour south of here. Harvard education professor Bob Short says schools have shifted away from offering technical classes. At the same time, industry groups say they're having a hard time finding skilled workers.
We tend to kind of start with the schools, and the schools kind of make guesses about what the skills and knowledge and dispositions are that young people need to be successful. And then we find out we've got a bit of a mismatch.
Schwartz heads the Pathways to Prosperity Network, which helps states, including Georgia, address that gap. 11th grader Justin Bickford says the program has been good for him.
Well, I don't really understand math that well or science, but the one thing I can do is work on cars.
Principal Cindy Clanton totally calls him out on that. And later, when we talk about the moment, she says while Bickford may not think he knows about math and science.
Yeah, he does. And he can perform math and science at a very high level, but it's connected to automotive technology. And so it's an applied learning that he didn't have before.
And that he can use when he's ready to find a job, a local one, if he wants it. In Carroll County, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.